Vayihi b'shalach. The Medrash says, "Vay." Vayihi is a cry out. Vay, a krechts. Vay b'shalach. Clears the Medrash. Who? Who is krechtsing? So it's a machlokes. Either Paroi or Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the pshat? Paroi is krechtsing. He's saying, "Vay." B'shalach. B'shalach is gematria 340. That's not what it says in the Medrash. But b'shalach is gematria 340 with the letters. That's 344. The Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. The Koshi Hashibid was much less than that. 344 years less than that. Only 86. One Kais. Four Kaises, 344, they went out. Pari is krechtsing, they went out. Vai, b'shalach. He's krechtsing that they went out b'shalach years before they were supposed to. Moshe Rabbeinu is krechtsing because he knows that the reason, that the fact that the Yidden had to go out early, they were really stakas supposed to be mashlim, the gullus of the 430 years. The fact that it's not, it has to bring back a more gullus. We have to go back into gullus. Had the Yidden stayed in Mitzrayim until the utmost of the gullus, there would be no need for another gullus. The famous pasuk and the medrash that darshens it in pasuk in Eicha, his biyani b'meroyrim. Hirvani lano, that there's a direct correlation between Leil Tisha B'Av and Leil Pesach. Because if Pesach would have been the full ultimate Yitzhiyah, there would be no need for the Tisha B'Av. So it's his biyani b'meroyrim, hirvani lano. And that's the cry out of the B'shalach. And it's interesting, it says, V'leinochem elekim derech eretz plishtim ki karevu. It is a famous kasha, Matu Mishmei from the Chazanish. Interesting, he asks a kasha on a pasuk. What's the pshat in the pasuk? The cheshbin that the Eibishta didn't send them derech plishtim ki karevu. What do you mean? You have to send them the long way, you have to send them to Sinai. The Torah has to be given to Sinai. What's this v'leinochem elekim? So I heard once an interesting pshat. The Emma says it's all part of the vay b'shalach. Had the Yidden stayed in Mitzrayim for the full shlemus of the gullus, they would be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And they would be able to be mekabel the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Hare the Matara and the Yisoid of Kabbalah's Torah b'Sinai, in the Midbar, in the middle of nowhere, is to send a message for the Golus that Torah is anywhere, anywhere, everywhere, even in Sinai, hot, cold, nothing, no basics, you could be mekabel the Torah. That was a needed message for the ultimate Mahalach that we have to go back into Golus. But if Faker, they would have stayed in Mitzrayim till the end, then there would be no need to have to go back. And then, Adrabah, the Kabbalah Satoira, Kimitzian Taitse Toira, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. There would be no need even for the Tzura that it's B'Sinai. The emphasis that goes back, Bechlal, to the Shiloh, that the Yidden are asking, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Pari, let them go for 3 days. What's going to be with the 3 days? So there's one shot. If you go for 3 days, you'll Makabal the Toira. The Makabal the Toira, then they can go back and handle another hundreds of years in Mitzrayim. The only Cheshash was they're going to fall into the Sharanun. That's only without Kabbalah Satoira. With Kabbalah Satoira, they're able to survive even that. Vachamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. There's many pshatim. What it means, vachamushim, Rashi means mizuyonim. They went with klei zayin. There's a pshat vachamushim only 1/5, because 80% were not roi for the golus to go out. I heard once, you have to know what the situation is. We're waiting for the Geula, which is the Hashlam of the Geula of this Golus Mitzrayim, Betzim. And you have to know, Ein Ben David Boy, El Shador Shekulei Chai, Avdor Shekulei Zakai, whatever that means, but there's so many Chalokim, 80% maybe, I don't know the numbers, of Klal Yisrael, that's Rochoik, not Shaykh, Bechlal, don't even know that they're Yidden. But in this Golus, there's not going to be that 80%. In this Golus, everyone, Kedla Yidach Mimenu Nidach, this Golus, the ultimate Golus, the Vachamushim also, everyone has to go out. We're waiting taka for everyone. I heard once a very interesting chiddush from Rav Schwab. A very interesting chiddush. Pashtus, Vachamushim, 80% died. There was a Holocaust. 80% of the Yidden died. He says, no, it was just a few tens of people that died that weren't right. Oh, but those people, if you look at what they could have had kids, and they could have had kids, they could have had kids, ultimately that represents the number of 80% of what it would have been. But not that it was mamish, this geferlicha, shreklicha, Holocaust level of destruction or of 4/5 of the Yidden. There's another pshat. It's brought down in the Zohar. What does it mean? Vachamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Zohar says the Yitzias Mitzrayim was at the ultimate 50, at the 50th 50. Yovel is 50, and then 50 Yovelis. Yitzias Mitzrayim happened from the time of Bris Ha'olam. Vachamushim 50 Yovelis. Yedua, the kasha that al pi v'chashbonos, Yitzias Mitzrayim was in the year 2448, Shnas Alpayim, Arbamois, Arbon Bishmoina. Not 2,500. It's off by about 50. Touch more. There's a famous Mahalach from Rav Meir Shapiro in Shuvas Oyer HaMeir. Rav Meir Shapiro writes a fascinating thing. There's a Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. If Yovel is every 50th year or Yovel is every 49 years. What's that Machlokes? There's a sheet of that. The emes is the year of Yovel already counts as year number one of the next cycle. So if the year of Yovel counts as year number one of the next cycle, technically Yovel is every 49 years. Like that shita, that Yovel is every 49 years, kemat, it's still off by a year or two, but kemat, it mamish works out that the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the 50th Yovelus. More than that, continues Rameh Shapiro, Vayar Hashem, by the sneh, kisar lirois, Hashem sees Moshe Rabbeinu, doesn't want him to, he's not ready. What's the lashon of kisar? Sar is 260. 260. So the emes is, there's an interesting shot. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Eibishter that they're going to come out after 210 years, which is 10 times Shem Eyeh. It's a punishment for the Mechiris Yosef. 10 times Shem Eyeh. But Vayar Hashem Kisar L'Rois, he thought it's 260 years. 10 times Shem Avay. That was an aside, but L'Gabi Awa Cheshbin says, the Rameh Shapiro, Moshe Rabbeinu's Vikuach by the Snail was, we're not ready for the Golis. The Golis after 210 years? No, it has to be 260. By 260, it's going to get to year 2500. Because we need to do 50 Yovelis. The Vikuach was whether the Yovelis are the 49 or the 50. Now Moshe Rabbeinu has an Egeus because the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years. Moshe Rabbeinu is a microcosm of the whole world. The whole world is 6,000 years. How many Yovelis in 6,000 years? 120. 120 times 50 is 6,000. Moshe Rabbeinu lives 120 years like that Shita. When Moshe Rabbeinu, it comes time to be Nifter, and Abraham says, now it's the time. He says, no, maybe we can go like the other Shita, that Yovel is every 49 years, and that's not what he's going to Shita say. Then he has another 2 years to live, to be the Cheshbon, another Baruch, another 2 years. It's interesting, though, that we're mentioning this Vikuach, whether Yovel is every 49 years or 50 years, to make the Cheshbon, whether Yetzias Mitzrayim was after 50 Yovelis. The Meshech Chachma brings a Yerushalmi, and L'chaira, it looks like, according to the Yerushalmi, there's a new Shita. What we described just now was that Yovel is every 50 years. But it happens to be that the year of Yovel is year number one of the next cycle. So you keep on doing cycles, but Tachlis, the first Yovel is at year 50, whenever they started counting. The next Yovel is at year 49, at year 99, because year 50 was also year number one. The next Yovel is 148. Keep it going. But there's another pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has a fascinating Shita. Shmita is every 7 years. And of course, after seven Shemitahs, there's a year of Yovel. That year of Yovel is also year number one of another Shemitah cycle. Yes, every 7 years is a Shemitah. So 49 is a Shemitah, and then 56 is a Shemitah, not 57. And Avada, multiples of seven is going to be Shemitah. Separately, B'li Kesher to the multiples of seven, every 50 years is Yovel. It's very simple. It's two patterns, no one, not connected to the other. Every 7 years is Shemitah. Every 50 years is Yovel. People have this thing that Yovel is always 1 year after the Shemitah. Not like this Yerushalmi. As a matter of fact, every 350 years, Yovel is Shemitah. Sometimes Yovel is in the middle of the no shaykhs to the cheshbonis of the cycles. A seven-year cycle for Shemitahs and a separate 50-year cycle for Yovel. One of the bigger vachim is that this Yerushalmi is negay for Parshas Mishpatim, where it says that in Eved Ivri, the Pasuk says, Meferish, Sheish Shonim Yavoid, Uvashvi is Yetzel Chavshi. An Eved Ivri works for 6 years, and he goes out in the seventh year from whenever you sold him. But the Yerushalmi has a Havmina that it means that he works for 6 years, and he works till Shemitah, and he goes out by Shemitah. And the Gemara learns from a Pasuk Nishtazai. What's the Havmina that an Eved goes out by Shemitah? The Pasuk says he goes out by Yovel. If he already went out by Shemitah, how could it be that he goes out by Yovel? Yeah, but it's a Klotzkash. Yovel could come before Shemitah. Yovel and Shemitah, one has nothing to do. Yerushalmi Lishitazai, it's Bechlal not Shver. Now, the Medrash says also that the Yidden went out with the Aron of Yosef, Atmos Yosef, they went out with, I heard that's the pshat, it says, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael mi'aretz Mitzrayim. What was the weapons? The weapons was Aron Yishal Yosef. The Aron Yishal Yosef gufa is b'koichai ma'ro hayom, ro Aron Yishal Yosef, and that's when he ran away. So that was the klizayin. The Briskarov said on this, a taich, there's a famous story that the maskilim wanted to make chayzik of the Yidden, so they describe in a play how it looks like when the Yidden go to Melchama, that Miha Ish Ayari V'Rachalevav, and Miha Ish Shabonabayis, Matakarim, and they keep on sending everyone away. And they went through this whole process, and then the joke of the play was that after the Kamat, everyone was sent away from the army, so the Shagas Aryeh and the Gromi Vilna were the ones left, and that's how they made Chayzik. Azoy Firtman HaMelchama,
So the Brishkov says, Avada, Zoyfir, and I'm a Rama. You want to win the war. That's how you win the war.
I saw in the Emes LeYakev from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what does it mean, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael mi'aretz Mitzrayim? He said they were in groups of 50. In an army, there's gdudim, I don't know how you translate that, in units, yeah? They're broken into units of 50. And it means v'chamushim, they went with units of 50. He says, that's why it's a pelag, you count the Mispar b'nei Yisrael, all of the shvatim, except for God, he has a hezbah for that separate. There was Shabbat Shevet Reuven, it's 43,730. But by all the shvatim, it's exactly a multiple of 50. What's the pattern? No shevet was 27,836. No, he says because they broke them up into gedudim of 50. Avad, maybe there was a gedud of 49. So you brought some people in. Sometimes you rounded it off one or two the other way. But be'etzim, the tzuras advarim was that it was chamushim. They went with a gedud of 50. The Targum Yoinasin says an interesting pshat. What does it mean? Vachamushim. Targum Yoinasin says b'chamesh tafla. So I saw a very interesting pshat. We know that 80% died. So 80% were Yisoyimim. So each Isha had to take, besides her own kid, had to take four more sets of kids. And I saw in the Kerem Chemet, he makes the cheshbon, he says it was Shisha Bekeresecha. And he says, Mistami, each one had 10 pregnancies, so that's 60. But then this 80% died, so each family is 300 kids. Baruch, that's how he works out the cheshbon. It was Vachamushin. Now it says in the pasuk Vayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef Imoy. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explain Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah, but Atzmos Yosef represents kedusha Shoivavim, kedushas Habris. So Moshe, it goes together with Yosef. It's not alone. A person has to have koyach haTorah, but it goes tzezamin with the koyach of Yosef, as it says Takamar Ra Hayom Ra Roinu Shel Yosef, the koyach of shlita. Self-control. The water is told, control yourself. Don't continue flowing. I'm telling you instructions. What did the Yam see to learn that message that you stop letting the water flow? That you don't just go with the flow. He learns that from Yosef. Yosef has that inner power to control himself. That's what he learned out. That's what the Yam saw. The pasuk says Pari is running after them. Vayikach sheish me'ayis rechev bocher. Pari takes 600 these big chariots. There's an interesting Maram Shif. In the end of Masech Tehulin, the Maram Shif writes drushim, little small vertlach on the parshias and on medrashim. It's malukit in the back of the Gemara Chulin. So he says on this pasuk, Vayikach sheish me'ayis rechev. If you take six out of the word rechev, rechev is 222. Rechev 222. If you take six out of 222, you're left with Bachar. Bachar is 216. Ad kan l'shoinoi. Now, Avad, he means something over here, but that's what he says. V'yikach sheish me'os rechev. If you take six out of rechev, you're left with Bachar. Now, it's not stam, you're left with Bachar. Bachar is mamish, the exact thing what we're looking for. Bachar is 216. As we know that the koyach of the Kriyas Yamsef was from the three psukim. V'yisa, v'yovoi, v'yet. That's three psukim that describe each one of those psukim have 72 letters. Al-Pi Kabbalah, Rashi brings it in Sukkah, you're supposed to do the first pasuk Kisidron, the second pasuk backwards, and the third one Kisidron. There's another Mahalak that does all three psukim Kisidron, but then you're supposed to create 72 three-letter names from this psukim. Each one of these three psukim have 72 letters. Rashi in Sukkah, when the people used to say in the Beis HaMikdash, Ani Vahoy, Rashi explains that Ani and Vahoy are two of those 72 three-letter names. There's a whole bunch more, and 70 more. And actually, there's some spillover. Tzadik here will tell us if you do Kisidron or not Kisidron. I think there's like three or four that anyways come out the same. Whatever, but most of them are different. And that's 216. That's Gevura. And it's fascinating because Chesed is 72. Chesed is 72. Chesed is Gevura. You would think that Gevura is like negative. No, Chesed is Gevura. The Zohar says also Chavakuk. A hug from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chavakuk is 216. That's what's happening from these psukim, and that's what the Maram Shif is alluding to. I was last year in Tveria, maybe it was 2 years ago, I don't remember, and in the shul from Rav Doiv Cook, in front of the Aron Kodesh, it's written down all the 72 names of the Vayisa Vayav Aviyet,
in the, that's the front, the whole front mural on the front of the shul, fascinating, is these the psukim of Vayisa, Vayavi, Vayet.
We mentioned that there's two kapitlech tehillim that describe also the makas and kriyas yamsuf and whatnot, and in kapitel kovav, there's a pasuk Vayigar Vayamsuf Vayecharav. He screamed at the yamsuf, and the yamsuf dried out. Now, pashtus, where does it say he screamed? We're going to see the Medrash says there was a shakal v'tari between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yamsuf, Shal Yosef, and whatnot. But I saw a fascinating pshat. We know that it's brought down, Rabbi Shmuel Diskin talks about it, I think there's earlier sources for this, that Dasan v'Aviram did not go through with Kriyas Yamsuf. No, they had their own Kriyas Yamsuf. And there's a makaris to this, and it's fascinating though, that I saw brought down, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't say this, but it's brought down, that Vayigar v'Yamsuf v'Yecharav is Gematria Dasan v'Aviram, 713. Because Dasan v'Aviram needed a Pesundra, Hashem had to scream at the Yam, hey, give these guys a chance also. Because he didn't want to give them a chance. Because all the midrashim that describe the shakal v'tariya of why Klal Yisrael is ulai deserving, halalu ev de'avoy dezorah, halalu ev de'avoy dezorah, asks the Yam, why do they deserve? And there's various discussions in the Medrash to explain what was answered the Yam. Aber v'dasan v'aviram, v'yigar b'yam suf v'yecharav, 713, that's the answer for dasan v'aviram. That's the answer. That's the tshuva. Tshuva is also gematria 713. And tshuva is saying it's for anyone. Tshuva is even for Dasan v'Aviram, and they also have a Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, as we mentioned in the Medrash, it says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hayom Ra v'Yomesh. So the Medrash asks, Hayom Ra, what did the Yam see? So there's one interesting Lashon of a Medrash, which Rabbim are the Sfarim that talk about what is this Medrash saying. It says, Ma Ra Hayom, Ra Braisa de Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. What is the fact that it saw Brisa de Rabbi Yishmael? Why is that something that the Yam sees and therefore he splits? So there are many pshatim. I'll speak on only a few of them. There's a mahalach from Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz that quotes, that says, that the Medrash says that the Yam was complaining, Halaloiv de Avoy de Zorah, Halaloiv de Avoy de Zorah. They don't deserve. And the Ibishitz answers, yeah, but they did tshuva. And the question is, yeah, but they're not Yidden. They have a din of a ben noyach. It's before Matan Torah. And there's a whole question, if you have a din of a ben noyach or of a Yisrael, that's the famous Prashas Drachim we've mentioned come out every week. But Frex the Medrash, who says I should reckon with their tshuva? Who says tshuva works for a ben noyach? So the Ebrister shows them, Brai said to Rabbi Yishmol, the Hele Gatana Rabbi Yishmol, why would you give a Tana the name Rabbi Yishmol, named after a Rosha Yishmol? The answer is, Yishmol as a tshuva, it says. Rabbi Yishmol was a ben noyach. So you see, tshuva works even for a benoyach. That was the answer. Now there's another pshat that what the medrash saw was, what are you saying? He's saying the price of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, I'm a shloish esrei midos. Kal v'chaymer. The Yam learned the Kal v'chaymer. What was the Kal v'chaymer? Famous medrash. Madach the Yardain splits for Yeshua. Certainly, Moshe Rabbeinu should, the Yam should split. So the Yam saw the Kal v'chaymer. Another pshat. The MS is, the Yam says, the Yidden are being nichshal and Avodah Zarah. What's the answer? Oinus. What do you mean? But Yarek Val Yavar. Avodah Zarah is Yarek Val Yavar. What's the excuse that they were an Oinus? Avodah Zarah is Yarek Val Yavar. The answer is, Rabbi Shmuel in Sanhedrin holds that there's no Yarek Val Yavar by Avodah Zarah. So it's, Rabbi Shmuel means they saw the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Oh, well, as many will say, one interesting shot. You know, the Yam says, they're right there, Avodah Zarah. Hashem says, no, but they have an Osid and they're Tshuva and they're Tzadikim, really. He says, yeah, they're really tzaddikim. There's a famous Gemara, tzaddikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takola al yodam. Famous klal, Gemara Chulin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing that, afilu behemten shel tzaddikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevi takola al yodam. So what are you zetzing that they're tzaddikim? How come they were nichshal? The answer is there's a famous Gemara on Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel Karavahita. Rabbi Shmuel once read from a candle, and he accidentally on Shabbos, and he said he was mafresh karban chatas. Frech toismus, how could Rabbi Shmuel be nichshal? In Chilas Shabbos, what happened to the Hempton Shel Tzadikim, Tzadikim Atzman Loi Kolshkein, that they can't be Nichshal? And for Toysis, this klal of Tzadikim Atzman Loi Nichshal is only for Inyani Achila. That's Toysis' teretz. The right to that is from Rabbi Shmuel Karavita. So that's what the Yam said. The Yam said, I, the Nichshal and Avoy Dezar, if they would be Tzadikim, they wouldn't have been Nichshal. Yeah, but we saw Bryce said that Rabbi Shmuel means Rabbi Shmuel Karavita. So you see that you could be a Tzadik and still be Nichshal. Now, it's very interesting. There's a Lashon of the Medrash. The Lashon of the Medrash says, this I saw, the Parashas Drachim himself brings down. This is Mamash Gevaldik. As we know, the Parashas Drachim clears a shayla if the Yidden have a din of a Benoyach or Yisrael. And Kiyadu, if you go through a little bit the process Drachim, he brings Achrayim that argue about it. And as his Shtikl Torah develops, he brings Rishayim that argue about it. And then he makes it a Machlekes Tanoim. And then he makes it a Machlekes Yosef and the brothers. Meaning, it's the whole Mahalach HaDvarim, and we talked about it in Parshas Vayeshev, that Yosef and the brothers are arguing in this Yisoidus Tekeshayla. So, among many things that the Parshas Drachim says, he says something fascinating. He says like this. He says, the Lashon of the Medrash was, it says, Halal Oev the Avodah Zarah, why do we have to save them? And the Eibishter answers, Shoita! What are you talking about? You're a shaita. Oynis is like ratzoin, shoygig is like mezid. Says the precious drachim, it's very meduktik. Oynis is not an excuse for a yid. Yarek val yavar. But shoygig is an excuse. For a benoyach, it's fakert. But now the precious drachim says, there's a chakira if you have a din of a benoyach or a yisrael. But whenever you have a suffix, you don't have to be machmer both. The Gemara says if you're machmer like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that's a shoita. Shoita! Klumata mashva oynis kerotzin and shoygin kemezid. Mamanashach, they have a teretz. Either they have a p'tor oynis or they have a p'tor shoygin. But either way, they have a teretz. That's how the precious drachim looks into the shakta v'tali. Now, we're going to go through the Shira Sayyam over here, and there's a fascinating thing going on. The Rabbi Shlailam says that they should take Biza by the Yam. That they should take Biza by the Yam. Now the Emes says the Rabbanu Shlomo already gave them Biza by Yitzias Mitzrayim. But now he's telling them, take Biza by the Yam also. Why? Shalayim aray say tzadik, Avram Avinu is going to come with a taina. Va'avodim ve'inu aysam kiyamta behem. Va'acharei kein yeitzu berchush gadol aloi kiyamta behem. So it's not fair. So he has to give them Biza. And there's a shtickle problem. Hashem has to give Biza because Avram Avinu is going to come with a taina. Hashem has to give Biza because he promised Biza. So the mice is like this. A shtickle of a cheshbin, but I think near an advarm. There's a Magen Avraham in Or Chaim in Simon Samach Zion that declares, are you Yoitza, the mitzvah's essay of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, if you don't say Kriyishma? In Kriyishma, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. But if for whatever reason you don't say Kriyishma, but you do say Oz Yashir, are you yoitza the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by saying Oz Yashir? Magen Avraham says you yoitza. Even if you don't say Kriyishma, if you say Oz Yashir, you were yoitza the mitzvah's essay the rice of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, and it's printed in the new Shulchan Aruch that have a goyis from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Frek the Chasam Sofer, and it's also printed in the new Shulchan Aruch the hagoyis from the Chasam Sofer. Interesting, the hagoyis from the Chasam Sofer are hagoyis from the Chasam Sofer. Yeah? In his hagoyis, he wrote, My shver, Rabbi Kiveger asks, the Chasam Sofer brings the kasha from his shver, from Rabbi Kiveger. But Rabbi Kiveger asked the kasha, the Chasam Sofer asked the kasha. He says, how could you be yoitzu with Oz Yashir? Oz Yashir doesn't mention Yoim Tseis Chomeres Mitzrayim. It talks about Kriyas Yamsov that happened a week later. Oz Yashir doesn't mamish mefurish Gnoi mention Makas Bechairos, the Makas, the Yitzia. It's something else, a Gaval the Gazach. But it's not Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we have a Ramachloikis. The Magen Avraham holds that same psukim that describe Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf is apropos, you will Makayim the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Rabbi Kivayeg and the Chasam Sofer are arguing. What are they arguing? They're arguing, is Kriyas Yamsuf an entity in of itself only? Or no, it's the climax of Yitzias Mitzrayim. I mean, it says, Bayoy Shashem, Bayoyim Ha'u, Bayoyim Ha'u. And I heard Taka, because until then, Eved Shabarach, the Odin could come back. But if the Odin died, now you're out of here. Now you're free. And there's other pshatim. But that's the vikuah. Is Kriyas Yamsuf an entity by itself? Or is it part and parcel of Yitzias Mitzrayim? The Magen Avraham holds that Kriyas Yamsuf is also Yitzias Mitzrayim. And by mentioning just Psukei Oz Yashir, you were Yitzias Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kiveger and Chasam Sofer say no. Kriyas Yamsuf, Gaval de Gazach. But it's not Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, if we have permission, did we ever mention that there's a precious drachim? He talks about a shayla. He talks about a different shayla, whether the Yidden have a din, B'nai Yisrael, before Matan Torah, have a din of B'noyach or Yisrael. But there's a very interesting Derech HaLimud. He explains that the Machlokes Achrayinim is really Rishayinim, really Tanoim, really Yosef and the brothers are arguing this. So I want to suggest, Al-Pi Darkoi, a suggestion, that maybe the Machlokes Magen Avraham Rabbi Kiveger is already an earlier Machlokes, much earlier. The Hainu like this. The Rabbanu Shlom tells the Yidden to take Biza by the Yam because Avram Avinu is going to complain. Avodim ve'inu oisem kiyamta v'achar kain yetze b'chush god loy kiyamta. That's why he has to give Biza, frek the gro. He has to give Biza because he promised them, not because Avraham Avinu is going to complain. So we'll say, Al Pi Darkeinu, Shtikl Torah. The Rabbeinu Shloilem holds, like the Magen Avraham, that holds. The Rabbeinu Shloilem holds. No, I'm sorry. Avraham Avinu begged that the Yidden should take Biza by Mitzrayim. By Mitzrayim. He says, please take Biza, otherwise the Yidden are going to complain. He only has to give them Biza by Mitzrayim because the Avraham Avinu is going to complain. He has to give Biza by Mitzrayim because he promised. Teretz says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds like the Magen Avraham. That by giving them Biza by the Yom is a kiyum of the Haftocha of giving Rechush. Oh, but he's worried. Maybe Avraham Avinu is going to hold like Rabbi Kivager and the Chazam Sofer. And he's going to say, no, Kriyas Yamsev is a very nice thing, but it's not Yitzias Mitzrayim. You promised Biza by Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Avraham Avinu's complaint was why that he has to give the Biza by Mitzrayim as well. Because yes, there was a Haftoch of Rechush Gadol. And Rechush Gadol means Rechush Gadol, yeah? But is giving Rechush Gadol by Kriyas Yamsuf alone a delivery on that promise? The Rabbeinu Shalom hold like the Magen Avraham, that yeah, because Kriyas Yamsuf is Yitzias Mitzrayim. But he had to also give them Biza by Yitzias Mitzrayim proper, because Shalayoymar Avraham, who's coming like the Rabbi Kivager, then you have to give by the Biza. But the emesis I heard from an Adam Gadol fascinating Zach. The Pasuk says, Ger yizaracha be'eretz loylohem, va'avodim v'inu oisam, va'achre ken yetzu b'rchosh gadol. Now the lashon of the Medrash that we quoted is that Avraham Avinu is complaining and he says, va'avodim v'inu oisam kiyamta, va'achre ken yetzu b'rchosh gadol lo kiyamta. Why does it only say the abridged version? Could be they wanted to be makatzer. But l'chayr, what Avraham Avinu should have said, Ger yizaracha be'eretz loylohem, va'avodim v'inu oisam kiyamta, va'achre ken yetzu b'rchosh gadol lo kiyamta. Why does it just say the karts and nusach vavod neviinu oisim? Okay, it could be he wants to be mekatzer. I think if it would have said Gary is rachav eres loylehem vavod neviinu oisim, you would have lost the cheshbon. But I heard a moirid that he said it's not like that. Even Shevet Levi, who did not work in the shibud, they were not vavodim, they were not viinu oisim, but they were Gary yir be'eres loylehem. They were from dimension, but they were learning Torah. You know what for them the rechush gadol is? Dam Pesach, dam Mila. Mitzvahs, Matan Torah. So for the Ger Yizrach Beres Loilahem Nix, you don't have to give gold and silver. The Rechush Gadol is Taka the Mitzvahs. Dam Pesach, Dam Mila, and the Mitzvahs. But Avraham Avinu says, yeah, but what about the Vavod and the Inu Oysen Nix? They're waiting for that. For them, so the Abraham says, for them, I have to Taka give Rechush Gadol. So it's bedictuk that Avraham Avinu's complaint is only for the Va'avodim ve'inu nik people. You have Shiras Hayam. It's interesting. The Bnei Soscha writes in the Mamorim on Shabbos. The pasuk says Zeh Kelev Anveyu, and Chazal learn out Zeh Kelev Anveyu is his noya lefun of the mitzvahs. Hidr mitzvah. Hidr mitzvah shlish. Okay, very nice. Why does hidr mitzvah shlish like plunk dafka here in like the middle of Yaz Yosher? What exactly happened? Rabbis on this, but the Bnei Sosh says an interesting Nakuda. It says in the Yerushalmi in Klayim that the Derech Klal, you go, for those that are up to Daf Ches already, you go with two animals that lead a chariot. And you're not supposed to do a Shor and a Chamor, that's Klayim. You're supposed to do two of the same min. But the Tzura was two animals. Pari went and changed the system. He had a new warfare strategy techniques. Shalishin, I forgot the Lashon, Shalishin Al Kulam. He three animals per chariot. It was a different system. He had a new weight. I don't know if it's one on the front, two on the side. Three, I don't know. You work it out. But it was a new patent. Parai's shalishin. Oh, he was Moisef Shlish. Hider mitzvah ad shlish. Hider mitzvah ad shlish. The Zekele Vanvei was that when it's spoiled that Parai. V'ikovdo b'farai. Parai, we learn Kavod Hashem and Kavod HaTorah from Parai. Parai added a shlish. He added a third one. So the Zekele Vanvei, says the Bnei Sashar, is added also another. Yeah, that we have to work out the cheshbon for those that are up to daftes already in Baba Kama. I meant daftes in Baba Metzia for the Shar Reich of Umanik. Vatan Lohem Miriam. So the famous question, it should say Vatan Lohem. Miriam was making Shira for the Noshim. What's Vatan Lohem? So the Shalah HaKadosh writes, he says it's Bederech Melitza, but he writes it. He said there were a few Chevra that were going to check out, you know, they wanted to see what's going on by the Vaibisha side of the thing. So Miriam's telling them, Vatan Lehem, Gai Tzirik to the Ezra's Gvarim, belongs to Nishdu, yeah? Vatan Lehem. But I saw a different pshat from Imri Emes. It says in the Gemara, Afilu Ubrin Shebimei Imon, even the Uborim, even the Uber was saying Shira. You get it? Even the Uber. You didn't get it. Okay. Even the Uber was saying Shira. Where's the Uber? In the Ezer's Noshen. So Batan Lahem, she was telling the Ubrin Shebimei Imon. Yeah. Later on, you have the Sugi of the Mon, and the Pasuk says three times, Hayoim, and we learn out that a person is supposed to eat three Sudas on Shabbos. The Iker is supposed to eat one Suda Friday night and two by day. If you didn't eat one by night, then you have to eat three by day. Are you allowed to eat all three by night? No. The system is one by night, two by day, and the Sudas are connected Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or various other cheshbonos of who the Sudas are connected. Then there's Malava Malka, which is connected David. There is a man, the Omer of Chitka, that he holds that besides the one Suda by night, you're supposed to have three by day. It says Hayoim. So like him, Hayoim doesn't include the one from the night. So besides the one by night, Rav Chitka's Moyer, there's a Suda by night. But besides the one by night, there's three Sudas by day. Who's the third Suda of Rav Chitka Keneged? Rav Chitka. So the Indian of the two Sudas is because by the Mon fell down, and on Friday morning, it fell down a double portion for Shabbos also. Did it fall down a double portion on Erev Yomtif? It's a machloikis rishonim. There's a stira between Tosfos and Beitza and Tosfos and Pesachim, whether on Erev Yomtif there was double portion. We're noyik to have Lechem Mishneh on Yomtif as well. Now, Lechem Mishneh is to represent the fact that there was that double portion. The Mishneh Berurah brings, there are those that by Shalosh Shudas are makel a little bit more than the other Seudos. Some say Mazoinus is enough. Ha'eitz. A shtickle Tyra can get up schlugged. Then I'm afraid you weren't Yaitza. If it's Shalashuddha's Tyra, it's not, then it can't get up schlugged. But it you have to know. But it's brought down the first that you're allowed to use one challah by Shalashuddha's. Why? Bechal by Shalashuddha's will make it, but why one? The pshat is pashut, because in the morning of Friday it fell two oimrim, and each oimrim was split into two. So you got four portions on Friday morning. One you ate on Friday morning. One you ate on Friday night, one you ate Shabbos day by Shalosh Shudas. You only had one portion left. They didn't have Lechem Mishneh left by Shalosh Shudas. Now, it's brought down on Pikabola. The Rama brings it that on Friday night you're supposed to be by Tzeya the lower challah by Shabbos day, and by Yom Tov even by night you're supposed to be by Tzeya the upper challah. The Taz asks if you're being by Tzeya the lower challah, it's not the one closer to you. You're being over ala mitzvahs. You're being over on the old on the above one. So there's various patents that the lower one should be closer to you or switch it afterwards, and there's all kinds of things, but Al-Pi Kabbalah is supposed to do. Now, Al-Pi Kabbalah, there's an inyan of 12 chalas. Why 12 chalas? Because on the Lechem Aponim, in the Shulchan, there were 12 chalas. Kevav and Miskatrin, it says in the Zmiris also. Some people have two long chalas, each one is shaped like a Vav. Vav and Vav, 12. The Gra says that you're Baitseya, both chalas, not only the lower one. By each one of the three Sudas, you're Baitseya, both chalas. So if you have two chalas, three sudas, you might say a both. That means by each sudi you have four. Because you cut each one in half. Four, four, and four is 12. That's how you get the yud base chalas. Some rebbeshe people have 12 mamash chalas attached and unattached. But like the gra, by doing betziah on each chala of the two chalas from all three sudas, you also get the 12. If you're a pashat yid and you only have tzvei chalas, a yid mit base chalas is oichet yud base. It's oichet amahalach. Yid base is also amahalach. Now, in the Lechem Mishneh, the one that you're not eating, there's a shayla. What if it's frozen? What if it's from your neighbor and he wants it back in a minute? What if it's not a heksher that you eat? What if it's Erev Pesach and everyone's eating their small, exact-sized bilkala in a plastic bag and you want the Lechem Mishneh to be matzah, which you're not allowed to eat matzah? Could that be counted as for the Lechem Mishneh? It's just there for protocol. Are you allowed to use that? Now, on Pesach night, one second, on Pesach night, Leila Seder, there's interesting machloikas. Most, I've taken a survey, most of Klal Yisrael does three matzahs. That's what the Ramah brings, and many Rishonim. And even though we split the middle matzah, we still have Lechem Mishneh from the other two matzahs. But the Gra and the Rambam, and maybe Rashi, there's a shayla about that, and a lot of shittas hold that it's two matzahs. And when you break one matzah, so where's the Lechem Mishneh? So the Rishonim explain, the Baal on Pesach, it says Lechem Oini, on Lechem Oini, for Pesach night, a broken matzah is also considered a matzah. Oh, but the Torah brings, interesting, the Minhag Bavli, is that when Erev Pesach is chal on a Friday night, Leil Pesach, sorry, is chal on a Friday night, then you take to do three matzahs. Because in a Chanami, Pesach is allowed to use Lechem Mishneh and have one of them be broken, because Pesach is Lechem Oini. But it's also Friday night. And also Leil Shabbos, you need two shlemis. So the Minhag Bavli is not that, meaning when Al Nech Fanagansi, or when Leil Pesach is on a weekday, then two matzahs, then two matzahs. When it's Lel Shabbos, you do three matzahs. Someone asked me, why don't you say migu to have a lecha mishnah l'inyan Pesach, have a lecha mishnah l'inyan Shabbos? That doesn't work. Now, the lecha mishnah on Shabbos is also legabi the karbonis. Every day they would be makar of a karbon tamid. Keves baboiker, keves batzorayim. What's the karbon musaf of Shabbos? Shnei kvosim, lecha mishnah. On Yom Tov, there's par, ayil, shiva kvosim, sara lechatas, all kind of things. But on Shabbos, the musaf was kipshutai, lecha mishnah. Lecha mishnah. And that's the word Shabbos. Shabbos, the shin, if you take out the zeros, shin is three, and beis and tof is six. Double. You start with one and double. Truth is, moyed also. We said there's a shayla if you need lecha mishnah on Yom Tov. Moyed, mem is 40, and voed, the last letters, is 80. That's not going to even include this parkotim. It's also brought down that the schar of Shabbos is double. Because if you're zeicha, you're going to be zeicha to the Sudas Lev Yosan. Because if you eat Sudas Shabbos and put the food into your Ramach Evarim, 248, you're zeicha to schar kofel, 496. Lev Yosan is gematria, 496. That's how you're zeicha in the schar. Now, it's interesting that Rav Nachman, in the famous Gemara in Shabbos, says, there's a whole list of Amiram that says, Tesile, Sekumtnir, I deserve it because I did this. Rav Nachman says, Tesile, the Kiyamti Shalashudas B'Shabbos. So, what's Tesile, the Kiyamti Shalashudas B'Shabbos? So they say he was makbet even by Shalashudas to be two lechem and not mezoinis, or what's it called? Also, maybe he was MSSGA, he made Shalashudas great again for other people, and he got involved and convinced other people also to eat Shalashudas, and various other pshatim. I saw them first. Talk about what's the glick of Rav Nachman that Tesili, the Chalti Shalosh Shudas, everyone eats Shalosh Shudas. The parsha ends. It says always at the end of the parsha. It says the mispar apsukim, and the mispar apsukim in Parshas Bishalach is 116, and the remez is Yad Emuna, which is in the parsha. It says Vayihi Yodav Emuna by Amalek. Vayihi Yodav Emuna. It's also Vayyaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdoi, and also the mon. The mon fell down, and the Yidden didn't know what it was. And it says, they said, mon hu. Mon hu, emuna. Letters, emuna. Mon, not just gematria. Mon hu is the letters of emuna. They didn't know what this is. But the truth is, a person, 2,000 years later, he doesn't know what this is. I have to go to the makolet. How am I going to pay the bill? I must have to do some kind of ishtadlus. Mon hu. The same mon that falls then, falls now. There's its incenis mon, and the mon hu. The mon is the emuna. Now, the MS is when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they were given a new mitzvah called Hafrosha Schala, and you make a bracha. Lahafresh Schala min ha'isa. I apologize, but Schala is 43, and Isa is 145. If you take Schala min ha'isa, you take Schala, 43, out of the Isa, you're left with Emuna, 102. That's the point, that even when they entered Eretz Yisrael, or America, or wherever you're going, and there's not the Tzentzenes Mon, the Etzim, figuratively, but it's there. Lahafresh Schala min ha'isa. If you have Emuna, that's what you are left with. And you need to have emuna and bitachain. And it says, v'hamayim lohem choyma. And I saw brought down, v'hamayim gematria emuna, lohem bitachain. That's the choyma. The choyma is emuna and bitachain. And I saw that a lot of people have questions. A lot of people have questions. And they ask, lama, which is, why? That's a WH question. And some people ask, Mayyeh? Which is also a WH question. What's going to be? Lama is Gematria 75. Mayyeh is Gematria 75. Bitachain is Gematria 75. Avram Avinu, by Lech Lecha, which is Gematria Emuna, with the two words, was at age 75 when he established this thing of Emuna uBitachain. Good. That mezainis is the what? Oh, that's the Siddur Chitka. The mezainis is the Siddur Chitka.